Happy Easter, everyone. The devil thought he won, but he didn't. The victory was our Lord's. As Jesus went through that suffering and death, and many gave up hope that this was the end, this is it, he rose from the dead. He conquered death. Here we are in this pandemic happening throughout the world. Many are tempted to despair. Many are tempted to say, this is it. It's all over. But it's not. We will rise again. Now, I want to take you through a little history lesson, and I'm going to go real quick, so bear with me here. It was on October 13th, 1884, that Pope Leo XIII had a locution. He overheard a conversation of Jesus and the devil. It was right after one of his masses. And as the conversation went on, the devil said, you know, I can conquer your church, I can conquer you. And Jesus said, you can. Yeah, but I need to be, I need a greater strength, he said, a greater power. And I need 50 to 100 years. Jesus said, you have it. A lot of people think that in that moment, the devil became, you know, Herculean, stronger, but that's not what happened. What happened is, as an angel, he stays the way he is. He did have a greater power. Why? Because we lost or diminished our power, the supernatural power of God. It was in that same year that they were suffering the Spanish flu. Many people are pointing to that time as like our own, where it was an incredible pandemic that hit the world. It was also at that time, actually 33 years later, I'm talking about, to the day, October 13th, 1917, we saw the miracle of the sun, a sign of God's power, a sign that we must trust in him. But for most people's reckoning, they believe that 100 years that was given to him was given at the same time that warning came. And that's when that Spanish flu hit. That's when the Bolshevik revolution occurred. Many can point to exactly the day, October 13th, 1917, as when the Bolshevik revolution rose. That did what? That sought to conquer the world with atheism. The lies of Russia, right? This is what Our Lady warned in that that warning that came to the three children in Fatima. She warned against the errors of Russia, but she also warned against the works of the flesh. These are more frequent, she said. It was almost 50 years to the day that a sexual revolution arose in our country. And it would be another warning that would come to the world in Our Lady of Akita in the year 1973 on October 13th once again. The message was the same. Pray the rosary. Do acts of penance. And pray that especially the bishops stand against the works of the flesh. 1973 was also the year of Roe v. Wade, when abortion became a legal right to kill children in the womb. And since that time, over 1.5 billion children have been killed. If you count 100 years from 1917, you get to October 13th, 1918. But some say there was also a pause in that 100 years. If you all remember the Year of Mercy, you know, during that time, Satan was not given a power. Year 2015 to 2016. And so now the 100 years would be October 13th, 2019. It was on October 6th, just days from that date, that Our Lady came to Sister Sisagawa, the first message given to her since 1973. And what was the message? Put on ashes and pray a repentant rosary. If you count 40 days from October 6th, or if you count 40 days, it's November 17th. You can Google this, but most believe the first case of the coronavirus occurred on November 17th, 2019. There's exactly 40 days between October 6th and November 17th. Yet Satan's reign is over. What is God doing? Well, to break the chains of Satan, he's waking us up. He's calling us to arise. He's shaking us. He's stirring us. You see, my brothers and sisters, I pray and I ask you to pray with me, please, that these chains of the works of the flesh are taken away from us. What are the works of the flesh? Paul's letter to the Galatians pinpoints them. He says, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. St. Paul writes, I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. These have laid hold of us up to now. The sexual revolution. Go ahead and have relations with someone. If you have a baby, go ahead and kill it. The horror. The horror in our times. But here's my hope. The devil thought he won, but he didn't. We rose. How do we break those chains? You know, if you watched my homily last night, I talked about the first one to see the risen Christ was Mary Magdalene. And she threw herself at the feet of Jesus. My Lord and my God. You look at anyone who has an addiction, the 12-step program, many believe it's the only cure for addiction. But what is the 12th step? Throwing yourself at the feet of Jesus, in essence. Turning your life over to God. Saying, I don't have a power to do this. I don't have a power to conquer this addiction. God has the only power. You see, that's it. Whatever has laid hold of us, breaking those chains only comes when we throw ourselves at the feet of Jesus and say, my Lord and my God. And so, here's my hope. We need to worship once again as if he's God. Not just our pal or buddy that's cool with our sins. I pray, please, my brothers and sisters, pray with me. Pray with me that this time where we're taking stock, right, that we might come to that understanding that we need to worship as if he is truly God. I've been in agony. I know many of you have too. when we heard that newest report that came out within the last year of baptized Catholics, 70% don't believe that that's Jesus on that altar. The way we have worshiped has darkened our souls. It's just a nice social gathering, and you know, it's a psychological well-being and self-actualization kind of a little bit of a high, not a turning over of our lives, not an arising from our tombs. That's what we need to do. Once we were dead in our sins, then we rose and we turned our lives over to God and we said no more to the works of the flesh. This is the only cure for the contagion that has struck our world, the contagion of the works of the flesh. This is the only cure, to throw ourselves at the feet of Jesus. Then what happens? Our diocese is talking about evangelization. If we don't talk about this, we're tinkering around the edges. If we don't talk about, first and foremost, how do we worship to assist our people to open their hearts, to say, my Lord and my God, I want to arise from the tomb of the works of the flesh, dead in sin, and I want to be filled with your power. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. I want to talk about programs and pamphlets. I want to talk about worship. We got to take this seriously so that souls who come see this is a serious matter. So I need to take my soul seriously. I need to say, no longer will I be chained or entombed by the works of the flesh. That 12th step, now I throw myself at the feet of Jesus. This is how we rise from our tombs. I think of these amazing servers. I always use the analogy. You know, go and look up this on YouTube. The Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Watch the precision of the soldier, and the gait of his step is just so. And everybody that looks on is what? In awe. And their soul goes to, look what that soldier, that deceased soldier that they're honoring did. But brothers and sisters, when we come to Mass, we need to offer in such a way that our soul says, look what Jesus Christ did. And then the soul opens and says, bring your supernatural grace, your power. And then what happens? We are empowered. See, Galatians 5 talks about the works of the flesh, but then goes on to talk about, but here is the evidence of the power of the Holy Spirit in you. It's called the fruit, synonymous with evidence. Here's the fruit of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things. There is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. We can't get to that place until we throw ourselves at his feet in awe and wonder. My Lord and my God. Please, I ask you, as we are all suffering during this pandemic, that this is some kind of chastisement temporary to shake us up, to break the chains, to then send us out as a people who worship God in reverence, who are then open to receive a power. The devil thought he won, but he didn't. Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.